书
Let's read the book of Hebrews.
第五章
Chapter 5.
我们是
6.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。他能体谅那愚蒙的和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困，故此他理当为自己和为百姓和自己献祭赎罪。这大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯要蒙神所召，像亚伦一样。如此，基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。 OK.
Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins,as well as for the sins of the people. No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God just as Aaron was. So Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But God said to him, You are my son. Today I have become your father.
好，神非常爱我们。
God loves us very much.
他知道我们人有人性的软弱。
He knows that we have human weaknesses.
他很喜欢临到我们。
He loves to come upon us.
但是因为我们里面有一些状况，使得他临到我们这个事受了拦阻。
But because of our own internal situations, it is difficult for this to happen.
所以神呢，他就是要来，打通这个通路。
So God wants to open up this passage, this access.
在旧约呢，神设立一些敬拜的礼仪。
In the Old Testament, God set several, rituals of worship.
那它里面就是把上帝要怎么样使人跟他之间这个通路通畅。需要办的事情。
And these rituals include things that the people must do in order to have this access between man and God.
其中有一个就是他设立那个大祭司，替人办人跟神之间的事。
And one of these things is God set the high priest to take care of things matters related to God and people.
他在第二节那边说。这位大祭司呢，他说，这位从人间挑出来的大祭司呢，能体谅那愚蒙的和失迷的人。
And in verse 2 it says that this high priest, which is selected from among men, is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and going astray.
那个扩大版的英文圣经讲说，他能。Deal gently with, gently 就是他能够温柔的、温和的去处理那些愚蒙和失迷的人。
And in the other version of the Bible, it specifically uses the word dealing gently with those people.
他讲的，他英文讲说，在属灵方面无知，哈，就像刚刚我们有人讲说，我们愚蒙。也许我们在这个世界上，我们有一些知识。
And here it says, dealing with people who are spiritually ignorant. So, for example, earlier during the testimony, someone mentioned being unaware.
那可是我们可能在灵性上是愚蒙的、无知。
And perhaps, perhaps spiritually, we're actually unaware or ignorant.
还有他说是 misguided, 就是说被误导。
Or even misguided.
那他说，因为他自己也是被软弱所困。
And it says here, since he himself is subject to weakness.
Yeah, 那这个 spiritually ignorant 跟 misguided 呢？当我读到这个，我非常有感触。
And specifically being spiritually ignorant and misguided, I was very touched when I read this.
我们信了耶稣以后，我们以为，我们按着我们所以为对的，我们去做。
In our lives, we follow and do what we believe is right.
有时候我们按着我们以为可行的。我们去坚持。
And sometimes we continue to do what we can or think we can do.
可是有些时候我们是 spiritually ignorant 跟 misguided.
But sometimes we are spiritually ignorant and misguided.
所以就出了状况。
And so we face some situations.
我们跟神之间呢，就好像有一些不顺。
There are difficulties between our relationship with God.
那神就会神就是设立这个他的仆人，就是要来帮助我们这个。
So God sent His servant to help us with this.
我非常有感触，是这几年。
I specifically feel this applies to this, the past few years.
我曾经做了一件事。
In the past, I did something.
在人看来没问题。
In the eyes of people, it's not a big deal.
但是有些时候，我就因为这件事，神让我明白为什么大卫要凡事求问主。
But through this thing, I realized why David, and it says that David seeks God no matter what thing.
因为这是一场很大的属灵征战。
Because we are in a very large spiritual warfare.
弟兄姊妹，你们觉不觉得我们越来越进入到末世，跟仇敌短兵交接的这种征战？
Brothers and sisters, do you feel that we're more and more in the end times, in the conflict and warfare of the end times?
Yeah, the encounter, yeah. The devil and Jesus Christ.
Between the devil and Jesus Christ.
Yeah.那所以我在荒漠甘泉里边看到一篇文章哈，说有一个姐妹，她为了一件事情在祷告。
What's the magazine?
In the stream in the desert.
The stream in the desert. I read about a sister who prayed frequently.
For one thing.
For one thing.
她等候神的指引。
She waited upon God's guidance.
等候，结果。还没有完全清楚神的旨意，他就做决定了。
She waited and waited, but she did not completely understand God's will. But she acted.
以后情况很惨，她受了很多苦。
And later on, she experienced many difficulties.
我相信这个，因为我自己经验到了。
And I believe this because I have experienced.
就是根据我们的那个尝试。我们的理性所了解的，这个没问题。
And based on our own understandings, that this is okay.
可是有一些时候是有一些特殊的状况。
But sometimes there are particular special cases.
那所以有些时候呢，神设立他的大祭司就是要帮助我们这个。
And so God set His high priest to help us with all of this.
那亚伦呢？我们知道亚伦曾经犯很大的错，对不对
？And Aaron, we know that Aaron, in the past, he committed a very big mistake.
他造金牛犊，对不对
？Created the calf.
The golden calf.
Golden calf.
那以色列百姓都犯罪这样。
And the people of Israel all committed sin.
可是神呢，选召他做大祭司。
But God selected him to be the high priest.
神要拣选谁就拣选谁。
Whoever God chooses, he chooses.
当然，亚伦以后他要面对这个问题，他不会继续去随便乱来，哈，他是神所召的。
Of course, Aaron, he had to face that problem, and he can't continue to sin.
重点就是说，因为他自己也是被人性的软弱所困，所以他能够去同情，能够去去了解，去帮补。
The key is that Aaron himself was also experiencing his own weaknesses, so he could understand and help other people.
接下来他就从亚伦这个就引到基督，这位神所立的大祭司。
And then it transitions from Aaron to Christ, which is the high priest that God selected.
你看第五节，他说基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司。
And in verse 5, you see that Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of being a high priest.
而是在乎那一位跟他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的。
But it was God who said unto him, you are my son, today I've become your father.
你知道这句话，我们知道这句话，保罗说这句话就是指后来耶稣基督复活。在使徒行传他这样讲。
And you know, this is the verse that Paul refers to in Acts about Christ rising.
Rise from the dead, resurrected. Yeah.
Resurrecting.
好，那然后接下来他说，你是按着麦基洗德等次永永为祭司，就是永永远远做大祭司。
And the next verse it says that you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
那现在呢，我要谈的就是第七节到第十节。
Next, I would like to talk about verses 7 to 10.
我谢谢志刚昨天提醒这一处哈，我想我需要把它讲清楚哈。第七到第十节这边说，基督在肉体的时候，我们先讲第七到第第七，我们先讲第七节这一节。基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
And so thank Brother Zhigang for bringing up the section verses 7 to 10. Let's start from verse 7. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, because, and he was heard because of his reverent submission.
我把我对这句话的了解跟你们讲哈，希望我能讲得清楚。我去看了五个版本，五个英文版本他们的话哈。我的了解是这样子，就说这个肉体，我们中文的翻译讲到肉体，因为保罗说在我里肉体里面没有良善，可是这个地方讲的肉体不是指基督的肉体。
And so let me share my thoughts about this verse. Hopefully, I can share it clearly. I've read 5 versions of the English verse for this verse, and. It talks about Jesus, the flesh.
The flesh. 那保罗说 ，There is no goodness in my flesh.
It talks about the flesh, and Paul says that there is no goodness in the flesh.
但是这个地方讲的不是指在讲基督的那个肉体，他是讲他在地上活着的时候。
But it's not just talking about Jesus' flesh. It's talking about his life when he's living on earth.
就是他活在血肉之躯。在地上的这个年日
，during his days on earth when he was living in flesh，
那我们看一下这个扩大版的圣经里边怎么讲。他说，in the days of， 就是说在基督属世的年日里。
Yeah, and let's see the AMP version of this. In the days of his earthly life，
耶稣呢？他向神献上祷告，好，他怎么献上祷告？他， Okay.
Jesus offered up both specific petitions.
耶稣献上祷告 specific 就是说 detail 而且是明确的，就是说我们为一些事情祷告不是说一个笼统的概念，而是就像文琪刚刚说，哦，奶奶这个东西，他就针对这个事，哎，应该是更丰盛，而不是更枯干，哈，就是 detail， 而且 precise， 哈。基督呢，向神献上这样的祷告。
And specific means detailed and clear, so you're not just saying something general, you're being specific.
而且 urgent supplications， 哈，就是 urgent 是紧急的，哈，情况很重要的。For, okay.
Yeah, and urgent supplications for that which he needed.
对，这个是他需要的。那他祷告的时候，他是用什么态度？他是大声祷告。这个 Furman 就是有另外一个版本说是 strong, loud， 就是很强、很大哭、大声哀哭，哈，就是哭求在神面前，哈，这样。
And fervent crying and tears. So fervent meaning could also be strong and loud.
那像 the one， 像就像那一位，这一位呢，总是常常能够救他免死。
And to the one who was always able to save them from death, him from death.
而且他蒙了应允，因为他的虔诚蒙了应允。
And he was heard because his reverent submission towards God.
那这个引号里边他就讲到什么叫做他向着神的虔诚呢？他向着神的虔诚就是括号里边这个他的 sinlessness， 他的无罪，他不知罪，他没有罪，哈，就是他没有偏行己路，哈，还有他unfailing determination， 就是他每一次他说是决定，他立志要 do Father's will， 要遵循父的旨意。
And this is followed by more in the parentheses, which says his sinlessness and his unfailing determination to do the Father's will.
对，那所以这个就是说这一段话，他就讲耶稣在世的活在地上的时候，他是这样子的，这样子的。常常我们知道耶稣常常在祷告，对不对？我们从福音书里边看到耶稣常常祷告，甚至天未亮的时候就起来祷告。
Yeah, and here we can see that when Jesus was on earth, he frequently prayed, and we can see that from the Gospels. Even early in the morning, he would wake up and pray.
那为特别的事，他就特别整夜祷告。
And for specific things, he would pray for a whole night.
因为他常常这样祷告，他也鼓励人家要常常祷告，不可灰心。
And because he prayed frequently, he also encouraged others to pray frequently, not give up.
所以他的门徒就说：“啊，主啊，你教我们祷告，因为他的祷告生活是很明显的。”
And so, because his prayer life was so evident, his disciples often asked him to teach them how to pray.
那这一节 我以前就比较笼统的讲说，有人讲到这一节就是指这个路加福音在客西马尼园祷告，救他免死。
And so in the past, oftentimes when someone mentions this, I think of in the book of Luke when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. How do you pronounce it?That garden.
Gethsemane. Yeah. 就是因为耶稣每一次跟神祷告，他就是，他就是不要怎么讲，他祷告就是要确定父的心意而去遵行。下面第二点哈。主耶稣常常祷告，因为他要确定父的心意而去遵行，他不照自己的意思行。
And Jesus prays frequently because he wants to understand the Father's will and follow it, not to follow his own way.
这样子就不会犯罪， 而且免死，因为罪会带来死。
And through this, he will not sin, and then he will evade death because sin leads to death.
所以你知道，我们看约，你看约翰福音，约翰福音那边就讲耶稣，他常说，父看，子看见父怎么做。John chapter 5 verse 19.
Yeah, in John chapter 5 verse 19 talks about how the son watches as the father does.
他说，只凭着自己不能做什么，哈。第五章十九节，哈，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
So verse 19, Jesus gave.Them this answer, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do only what he sees his Father doing.
就然后他在另外一个地方说，我跟你们所说的话，不是凭着我自己说的，乃是父在我里面怎么说，我就怎么说。
And elsewhere he says that the words that I speak are not just from are not from me. It is what the Father says to me, and I say it.
所以你从这个你就知道，耶稣他活在地上，他常常很近前的，就是要按着父的心意去说、去行、去做决定。
And so you can see that while Jesus, he was very dedicated to following what God says and what God wants him to do.
有时候是不容易，对不对？比如说他们有一次好像他的节期到了，是祝棚节还是什么，快到了哈，还是修殿节，哦，你忘掉。那到了，他都会到耶路撒冷去，很多犹太人到耶路撒冷去过节。
And this is not always easy. For example, one of the holidays.
Yeah.Three festivals.
Yeah, one of the festivals. Many Israelites go to Jerusalem.
Yeah, 那有一次他的兄弟就说，哎，你要显扬名声，那你应该去呢，哈。
Oh, and then
you want show up yourself, 你应该 go 去那个 Jerusalem, 哈。
Oh, okay. and his brother said, you should head to Jerusalem.
Yeah, to show up yourself.
Oh, to show yourself.
那耶稣说我的时候不是我的时候不是方便的哈。
And Jesus said that this is not the time.
Okay, 这是约翰福音第七章。
In John chapter 7.
好，第七章我们看第六节，耶稣对他们说，我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。
And in verse 6 of chapter 7 in John, Jesus said, the right time for me has not yet come, for you any time is right.
所以耶稣呢，耶稣他知道他有一个对头，所以他一直要保守在父的里面去行事，他才不会错。
So Jesus constantly he is within what God wants him to do.
你看第七节，第七他说，世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。
In verse 7 it says, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify what it does is evil.
你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有到。
You go to the feast. I am not yet going up to this feast because for me the right time has not yet come.
所以他的心是一直在仰望天父，他不是一个特定的时间祷告而已，他有分别特定祷告的时间。
And so he is always seeking God. He doesn't just pray in specific anytime, he has sets aside specific times to pray.
对，他平常有他分别出来祷告的时间，但是除这个之外，他一直是在不住的祷告，不住的跟父有交通。
he sets aside time to pray, but even out of that, he is continuously praying and communicating with God.
所以他有许多的事，他就是不照自己的意思行。
And so with many things, he does not follow his own way.
所以他保持没有犯罪。
And so he is able to maintain sinlessness.
也说不容易。
It's not easy.
比如说他的妈妈他们去婚礼，妈妈说：“哎，他们没有酒了。”
And for example, his mother, when they were at a wedding, his mother said, "There's no more wine."
他看到一个需要，他知道他儿子能行神迹。
She saw a need and she knew that her son could perform miracles.
意思说，妇人，我跟你有什么相干？
And Jesus says, "Woman, what do I have to do with you?"
对，因为他那个时候还没有领受到父要他行这个神迹。
Because at that time, he had not received God's will to perform that miracle.
不是因为你是我妈妈，不是因为有一个需要，我就一定要去做这个事。
It's not because you're my mother, or there's a need that I definitely need to do this thing.
他是听父的。
He listens to God.
那难的是，你知道犹太人他们都知道那个安息日，他们说安息日都不做什么事哈。Okay.
Another difficulty is, you know, the Israelites, they for the or the Jews for the Passover, they are not.
No. Sabbath.
Sabbath. They are not supposed to do anything.
可是偏偏主耶稣知道，他在那个时候如果医治人，他一定会有问题。
And Jesus knows that at that time, if he heals the sick, then he will meet problems.
可是父要他行，他就行。
But the father told him to do so, so he did.
所以第八节他说，这个希伯来书的第五章第八节他说，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
So in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8, it says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
第九节说。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
In verse 9, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
这句话非常的重要。
This is very important.
这个扩大版的这个我们可以看了、哦、扩大版，你们都懂得圣经英文，你们看哈、哦，他说耶稣Having been made perfect, 他被成全了，他完全了。
And in the AMP English version, it says, verse 9, and having been made perfect,
他括号讲说 uniquely equipped and prepared as savior.
That was stated in
Yeah, 就是很独特的，他被装备起来。而且他预备要成为一个救主。那retaining 他的 integrity amid opposition， 在敌对的情况之下，他维持了他的纯正。好，所以因着这样，他可以成为救主。
And so we can see from here. That because of this, he was able to become the savior.
所以他成了。永远得救的根源。
It says he became the source of eternal salvation.
这个括号讲说，这个永远的得救，这个得救是存到永远的，这是一个永远的产业，神给我们的。
And in parentheses it says an eternal inheritance. So this is given to us by God.
那什么样的人可以得到这个永远的得救呢？就是 to all those who obey him， 向着那些顺服他的人。
And who can receive this? It says to all those who obey him。
对，所以这句话就是说，我们如果像耶稣跟着他的脚踪，学习来顺服，那耶稣所赢得的救恩就会适时的来成为我们生命的实质，叫我们得拯救。
So what this is saying that is if we truly follow the footsteps and obey God, that we can obtain the true eternal salvation.
Okay, 那因为时间的关系呢，我就不看第二段，我们看第三段，我们看一些实际的，我们看一些实际的例子哈。耶稣彼得前书跟我们说，我们要效法他的，跟随他的脚中行。
And so for sake of time, let's look to section 3 for some practical applications.
彼得前书第二章二十，好像是二十还是二十一节，彼得前书说我们要跟随他的脚中行。彼得，彼得前书第二章，第二章二十一节，后半句。我们要跟随他的脚中行。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21 in the second half it says that we should follow in Christ's steps.
对，然后第二十五节说，我们你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
Verse 25, it says, For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
所以我们要让基督的灵在我们里面照管我们怎么走人间的路。
And so we need the spirit of Jesus Christ within us to guide us in how we should walk in this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们进入这个，我们进入这个末后的这个这个日子，我们不能再像以前那样子悠哉悠哉，我高兴这样就这样做，我高兴那样就那样做，我们要谨慎。
And so, as we approach the end times, you know, we can't be like as before where we just do as whatever we wish.
多少人都提醒我们，我们要趁着现今还有的机会学习走人生路的时候，听神的声音。
Numerous people have reminded us that while we're here, that we need to learn follow God.
To listen to God's voice. Okay. 好，那我们举几个例子，我们看我们的主他是怎么得胜呢？你看他在克西马尼园祈求的时候，我们看路加福音二十二章。我很快的讲完哈。
So let's look at some examples in Luke in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在二十二章那边哈，你们回家可以看我就是点一句话哈。二十二章的四十节，他说：“你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。”
In chapter 22, verse.
40, the second part.
Pray that you will not fall into temptation.
对，四十六节。
And in verse 46,
耶稣说：“这是一个什么样的时候啊？”耶稣知道这是一个什么样的时候。你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Jesus says, "Why are you sleeping?" He asked them.Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
所以在苦难的日子特别要好好祷告。
And specifically in difficult times, we definitely need to pray.
我们才能从神那边得到他所应允的拯救。
So we can receive the salvation from God.
我们再看第五十一节，一样在克西马尼园，他就被捉拿了。
And in verse 51, again, so it's in the Garden of Gethsemane.
He was captured.
Yeah, he was captured.
在他还没有被抓之前呢，有人，我这个故事我就不讲了哈，就是有一个来抓他的人来了的，彼得就一刀就把一个人砍下去哦，那个右耳就削掉了。
And so during this time when he was about to be captured, Peter cut off the right ear of one of the capturers.
那耶稣因为他祷告通了，他之前祷告通了。
And because Jesus earlier on, his prayer he prayed.
所以五十一节耶稣讲的这个话非常的超越，对不对？
And so in verse 51, it's the words he spoke were.
Yeah, 就是他好像在很能处理这个困境哈。
His words were able to deal with the situation.
他说到了这个地步，由他们吧，就摸那人的耳朵，把他治好了。
Jesus answered, "No more of this." And then he touched the man's ear and then healed him.
你看这多大的得胜
！And look at how great this victory is.
他为敌人医好敌人的耳朵哈。好，我们再看马太福音二十六章。
He healed the ear of the enemy. And let's look at Matthew chapter 26.
二十六章，从你们回家自己看哈。那在二十六章五十一啊，五十一节这边，我们看五十三、五十四节。
Let's look at verses 53. 54.
你想，我不能求我父。现在为我差遣十二银多天使来吗？若是这样，经上所说事情必须如此的话，怎么应验呢？
It says, "Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and He will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the Scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way?"
所以他祷告通了，他知道事情他需要怎么处理，面对这种情况他需要怎么处理。
So through prayer, Jesus was able to know what he had to do, how to deal with the situation.
在约翰十九章，在比拉多的衙门里。
And in John chapter 19.
我们刚唱说全然得胜，神羔羊全然得胜。你看十九章。我们看第十节跟十一节。
In verses 10 and 11.
比拉多说，你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？耶稣回答说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。所以把我交给你的那人罪更重了。
And in the verse it says,Do you refuse to speak to me? Pilate said, Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you? Jesus answered, You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin.
所以耶稣在这个地方很明显讲，我今天甘心顺服，不救自己，把自己这样交出去让你们办。
And so...Here, Jesus says clearly that today he just gives himself and lets them decide how to act.
Yeah.
It's not that he cannot take care of this or. It's because he follows the plan of the Lord. And Pilate really wanted to let Jesus free.
这故事你们都知道哈，比拉多真的很想释放他。
And you all know the story. Pilate really wanted to let him free.
但是众人都要他钉他十字架。
But the people all wanted him on the cross.
那个别的福音书说，众人的声音就得了胜。
And in other gospels, it says that the voices of the people was.
后来，比拉多也想到自己的政治前途。
And of course, Pilate thought of his own political status.
Yeah. 所以他就把耶稣交给他们钉十字架。
And so of course he gave them Jesus to put on the cross.
路加福音二十三章二十八节。
And in Luke chapter 23, verse 28.
23章28节，当他要去背着十架要去要往哥哥他去的时候。
On verse 28, it's talking about when he
有别人帮他背十架，西门帮他背十架，他要去哥哥他的时候。
When he was carrying the cross, and then someone else carried his cross for him.
那在要去家的哥哥他的途中。
What?
On the way to Calvary.
On the way to Calvary.
很多人就哭啊，哈。你看二十八节，耶稣转身对他们说：“耶路撒冷的女子啊，不要为我哭，当为自己和自己的儿女哭。”
And during this time, many people were crying. In verse 28, it says, Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children."
不自怜，对不对？
Yeah, he was
no self pity.
Yeah, no self pity.
他在意的就是我要遵主旨意而行。
What he cared about was following the God's will.
他在乎神的话要应验。
He cared about God's word being fulfilled.
所以我们不看了马太福音第二十七章四十六节，他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么？”我的神为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？就是应验诗篇二十二篇第一节。
And so we won't read this, but in chapter
27, verse 46.
Why forsake me? Jesus says, "Oh my God, why do you forsake me?" And this was fulfilling what was said in
Psalm 22, verse 1. Yeah. 后来他上十字架，最后快要那个死的时候，他说我渴了。
And then when he was on the cross and was towards his end, he said, "I'm thirsty."
就是应验诗篇六十九篇的话，他那个时候还想到要让经上的话得应验。
And that was to fulfill what was said in Psalms 69.
Yeah. Which verse? I don't remember.
So even at that time, he thought about fulfilling the word.
Yeah. 那你看，我们的主就是这样成为 perfect， 而成为我们的救主，所以他可以不论我们的情况怎么样，他可以全然拯救我们。
So you can see that in this way, our Christ, our Lord, was perfected, so that He can save us.
如果我们依靠他，
if we rely on Him,
我们求告他，
and we pray unto Him,
我们顺服他，
and if we obey Him,
他也可以全然的拯救我们到底。
He can completely save us.
那我今天就讲到这里。所以这个希伯来书第五章第七节那边是讲到说，是耶稣他常常很虔诚的祷告，让神使他不犯罪，以至于可以来成为我们的赎罪祭，使我们得救。
And so I will finish here. Main thing is in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, it talks about how God is able to completely follow the will, and so He's able to be the perfect sacrifice to save us.
Yeah. 那我以前就是很大略的讲，就是说，耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候，因为听说那些懂得这个。学医的懂得这个人体状况的，他们说那个时候耶稣的心大概都要碎了。
In the past, I talked very generally about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and how people mentioned that when Jesus was praying, his heart was like almost shattered.
那个痛苦是那么深，那么至极。
The
agony.
The pain was so agonizing and so deep.
所以那个天使都需要下来帮助他，使他撑得住。
Even the angels had to come down to help him.
所以有人说，可能他在那个时候跟神祷告，是求神让他不要死在那里，要死在十字架上。
Some say perhaps Jesus was praying that he would not die there and that he would die on the cross.
因为神的命定是他需要死在十字架上，替我们成为咒诅。
Because God's destiny for him is to die on the cross to be our savior.
如果他在客西马尼园就死了，对他个人是容易的。
If he had died in the Garden of Gethsemane, then it would be easy for.
因为他一定是到父那里去，他没有罪。
Because he'd definitely go up to God because he is sinless.
可是呢，他如果要继续走。走完天父为他安排的那个苦难那么大，对不对？
But if he wanted to continue to follow what God had in store and plan for him, there would be many, many difficulties.
那他因着祷告，他知道他必须怎么走，经过这个苦难就学会了顺从。
But through prayer, he knew how to go about this and then through this difficulties, he learned to obey.
那愿主帮助我们也来学习，常常把一些事情来求问他，来不要再有属灵的愚蒙，来求告他，跟随他，走进许多的拯救里。
So pray that, that God can help us to constantly pray and not have any spiritual ignorance so that we can follow him.
Okay. 好，我们就谈到这里。